And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 21st of October, 2013. It was on this day, 1879, Thomas Edison finally hit on the idea for a workable electric light. People have been trying to make them since the 1820s. They'd chosen the wrong material for the filament. They chose platinum. And Edison tried carbonized cotton thread, a carbon filament that worked very well, and then he came up with a tungsten filament that lasted even longer. One of the effects of the invention of the electric light is that people sleep less than they used to. They used to sleep about 9 hours a night. Since then, it's been about 7.5. And sleep researchers show that if people are deprived of electric light, they'll go back to 9 hours a night. It's the birthday of the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, born in Devonshire, England, 1772, author of the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, about a sailor who brings a curse on the ship after he kills an albatross. Coleridge once dreamed of starting a utopian village along the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania, a place where there would be no aristocracy. He was under the influence of the French Revolution. But he never went to Pennsylvania. Instead, he got married to a woman named Sarah Fricker, and the two of them moved to a little house in the country where he had a vegetable garden and where he met the poet William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy, who liked to take long walks in the nearby hills. And that was where Coleridge came up with the idea for his famous poem. It's the birthday of Ursula Le Guin, the novelist, born Berkeley, 1929. Submitted her first story at the age of 11 to a magazine called Astounding Science Fiction. As of last March, Ursula Le Guin has published 21 novels, 11 volumes of short stories, 4 collections of essays, 12 books for children, 6 volumes of poetry, and 4 of translation. Best known for her science fiction and fantasy, her 6-volume Earthsea series. She gave a commencement address at Mills College years ago in which she said, "Success is somebody else's failure. So I do not wish you success. I don't even want to talk about it. Because you're human beings, you're going to meet failure. You're going to meet disappointment, injustice, betrayal, and irreparable loss. You will find you're weak where you thought yourself strong. You will find yourself in dark places, alone and afraid. What I hope for you is that you will be able to live there, in the dark place." Here's a poem for today, Shakespeare's Sonnet 73, "That time of year thou mayest in me behold." That time of year thou mayest in me behold, when yellow leaves, or none, or few, do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. Shakespeare's Sonnet, number 73. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.